There is an interesting shaila based on our Gemara about eating before Musaf on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Rosh in Siman Aleph seems to say, he brings in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that we see from our sugya that one is not meant to sit down to have a meal before Musaf, only after Musaf. Why? He brings a raya from our Gemara. We learn that Kehanim can do Nesias Kapayim by Shachros or Musaf, but not by Mincha. We're concerned about Shichros. Perhaps they'll drink wine during their meal, which disqualifies them from Bichros Kohenim. Now, if one would be allowed to have a meal before Musaf, wouldn't the same concern apply to Musaf? Therefore, he brings a raya from our sugya, and a person may not have a meal before Musaf. He has to wait until the entire davening is over, Shachros and Musaf, and then sit down to his meal. And that's why the Mishnah does not seem to have any concern with the Kohen being shikur by Musaf. But the Bach points out that if you take a close look at the Lashon of the Rosh, the way he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, he doesn't say that it's aser to have a meal before Musaf. He says, Ein adam rashoi mashma, it's not aser, mi'ikar hadin. It's just that there was a minhag. Klal Yisrael would not sit down to a meal before Musaf. First you daven properly, beginning to end, Shachar, and Musaf, then you have your meal. And based on this minhag, we don't do that as well. Al titayish teres semecha, we keep to the tradition. And that's all the Rosh meant. He meant that since it's not right, it's not proper to have a meal before Musaf, then Chacham were not concerned about Shichros because it wasn't common. Sure, you can have an occasional fellow who might decide to have his meal before Musaf, but typically speaking, it wasn't common practice to eat before Musaf, and therefore, when it came to be misaking Pichas Kayanim, we followed standard procedure. Typically, there's no concern of Shichros by Musaf because there's no meals eaten before Musaf. But technically speaking, says the Bach, if one chooses to have a meal before Musaf, there really is no Isser Me'ikir Hadin. Now, of course, he's only speaking about a real meal. Te'ima ba'alma, Shulchan Aruch brings. Of course, you can do that. You can have a little snack, peiros, pas, a little bit. That's okay. How much? In the Sefer Shmir Shavas Kilchos, it brings from Rishleim Zaman Eubach. He says, if it comes to mezoinos, when it comes to those things, even yoysa mikabetza is mutter. Befrati says, if it's in a mokim rabim, like a chas Torah, it's very common. They make a kiddush and shul, people will remind each other, they won't get drawn after the meal and skip and miss their musaf. Now, it seems from the Mishnah that the concern is merely shichros. So any tefillah which does not have that concern would include birchas kohenim. When? On which day? Any day. Any day of the year. That's how they do it in Eretz Yisrael. But lemaisa, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, at the minig b'nei Ashkenaz, is to limit birchas kohenim to a time where there is simcha. You see, the kohen is meant to be mevorech with a light heart, with a happy heart, a toiv lev hu yevorech, and therefore we make sure it's a time of simcha, a time of happiness, of joy, and only on Yom Tov. Not only that, we wait till Musaf, because that's when you're on your way out to go to have the suda, you're anticipating a meal, the heart's a little lighter, the step is a little lighter, and the Toiv Lev, the Simcha is right there. That's an appropriate time for Birchas Kohenim. So we do it only on Musaf of Yom Tov, because otherwise, one is preoccupied during weekdays, preoccupied with Parnasa, right? And perhaps he wants to get to work already, so he's itching, he's not in the proper frame of mind, to be Mavarich, in a relaxed, wholehearted way. And even on Shabbos, listen to this, even on Shabbos, we don't do Nesias Kapayim because they're turred, they're preoccupied, there are still lingering thoughts of Parnasa, which enter a person's mind and heart even on Shabbos. So we don't do it during the weekdays or on Shabbos. Only time we do it is on Yom Tov, at Musaf, when it's an extra time of Simcha, and you're about to experience Simcha Yom Tov, that's when we have our Nesias Kapayim. What about Yom Kippur? Oh, we do it on Yom Kippur as well. It's a fast day. How do you have Simcha? There is Simcha there as well. Even though there's no Simcha, but there's Simcha of Mechilas Licha v'Kapara. So it's a great time for Nesias Kapayim. This is in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, and in Malchus Mitzrayim, that's how it's brought, in Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Mitzrayim, the minhag was to be Nesias Kapayim, the Kehan Duchen every day, and the Paiskim actually praised this minhag. But Eretz Yisrael today, every day, they do Birchas Kohanim.